USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Judge Amy Coney Barrett continues to face questioning on day two of her Supreme Court confirmation hearing. She told Texas Senator John Cornyn that it's not the role of a judge to make decisions based on the results they want to see.
It's your job to pass the statutes. It's your job to choose policy. And then it's my job to interpret those laws and apply them to facts of particular cases. And they don't always lead me to results that I would reach if I were, you know, queen of the world and I could say, you win, you lose, or this is how I want it to be, because I just don't have the power by fiat to impose my policy preferences or choose the results I prefer.
A severed fiber optic cable has crashed Virginia's voter registration website on the final day for voters to register before the November election. Officials say multiple state agencies are being affected by the outage and crews are working to repair the cable. This is USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by Purina. October is National Domestic Violence Awareness Month. While there are shelters and services to help victims of domestic abuse, only 10% of domestic violence shelters in the U.S. allow pets. That's why the Purple Leash Project was created by Purina and Red Rover. Together, they are providing grants to help domestic abuse shelters become pet-friendly, while initiating renovations and advocating for change. Nicole Forsyth, CEO of Red Rover.
Red Rover and Purina share a passion for keeping pets and people together, especially in times of crisis. That's why we are working with shelters across the country to ensure that domestic violence survivors and their pets can escape abuse and heal together. With a goal of making 25% of domestic violence shelters pet-friendly in the U.S. by 2025, we are asking you to help us take the lead for this cause by posting a picture wearing purple along with your pet on October 22nd, Purple Thursday, and using the hashtag Purple Leash Project.
To donate and learn more, visit purpleleashproject.com.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he'll force a vote on a targeted coronavirus relief bill next week. In a statement Tuesday, McConnell said the bill would authorize up to $500 billion in aid and would be focused on schools, hospitals, and a new round of funding for the Paycheck Protection Program. A hiker in Utah had some unintended accompaniment, and now his experience has gone viral. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the details.
Kyle Burgess was on a 10-mile run on a hiking trail in Utah when a cougar began stalking him.
Go away! Go away! Please go away! Come on, dude. I don't feel like dying today.
Burgess walking as fast as he can and videotaping the nearly 6-minute ordeal with the cougar eventually threw a rock at the animal and it ran away. Wildlife experts say he did the right thing by yelling loudly at the animal and standing tall.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A Nevada man has become the first American to contract the coronavirus twice. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
In the first confirmed case of its kind in the United States, a young Nevada man has been reinfected with COVID-19, with the second wave of the illness far more severe than the first. The case study, published Monday in the Lancet Medical Journal, looked at a 25-year-old Washoe County man who in the space of 2 months tested positive for COVID-19, marking the fifth confirmed reinfection case worldwide. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
A U.S. appeals court has sided with the governor of Texas in a ruling over how many ballot drop boxes Texas counties can have. The federal appeals court upheld Governor Greg Abbott's proclamation that each county can only have one drop-off point for absentee ballots. Critics had argued the governor's proclamation restricted voting access by forcing all voters in a county to one drop-off point. But the court argued in its decision that leaving the governor's decision in place still allows absentee voters many methods to cast their ballots, more than current Texas law would allow. And the Tennessee Titans had no positive COVID-19 tests this morning, so tonight's game against the Buffalo Bills is on. The Titans haven't played a game since September 27th when a coronavirus outbreak spread through the team. The NFL hasn't played on a Tuesday since 2010. That game between the Eagles and the Vikings was moved because of a blizzard. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.